Over the next 40 years, a steady increase is expected in the number of people with severe or profound disabilities, up from 1.4 million to 2.9 million Australians affected. The disability sector has been lobbying strongly for a no-fault national disability insurance scheme to cope with this rising tide and change the ad hoc welfare approach to disability support. Later today, a draft Productivity Commission report on disability care and support is expected to recommend a national scheme, but it's unlikely to propose a new levy to pay for it. John Della Bosca is the National Campaign Director for Every Australian Counts, which has been lobbying for a national disability insurance scheme, and he joins you from Canberra this morning. John Della Bosca, welcome again to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It sounds like you might be in for some good news and some bad news today. Disability groups have been advocating long and hard for a national disability insurance scheme. The good news is that the Productivity Commission looks set to recommend a national scheme. Is this a breakthrough?
Oh, this is definitely a breakthrough, if that's in fact what the Productivity Commission does. This is a once-in-a-generation chance to revolutionise disability services in this country. Australia prides itself on having a great education system, a great health system, but for a long time now we've been at the back end of the OECD when it comes to disability support, and we have a disability system which is certainly not the envy of the rest of the world.
So just remind us why we need such a scheme, what it would change?
Well, a number of problems. The first one that affects virtually every state disability scheme is rationing. The best practice in disability and disability support is to make sure that services, aids, anything else that's required is delivered in a timely way. If you're permanently rationing everything available in the system, that means people are always waiting, sometimes waiting a long time for their support. That means that often the issues involved in living with a disability become more difficult. It often becomes more expensive, and indeed what happens is the whole system becomes more inefficient. But also it's simply the fact that the way in which the states and the Commonwealth have been involved with revenue means that there's less money in the state systems, and therefore the systems will become unsustainable over the next few years.
When you were a state minister in New South Wales, you were partly responsible for introducing a no-fault disability insurance scheme or serious accident insurance scheme. So what it means, I think, at the moment in this country, if you have a car accident, say, in New South Wales, you're going to be fine in terms of you will have lifetime care. But if you have a car accident in a state, I think it's like South Australia, you'll struggle.
Well, yeah, some of the states, excuse me, Fran, some of the states have very heavy reliance on common law-based schemes, which means that people wait a very long time for their lifetime care decisions, and sometimes they simply don't get them, which means they're on the queue in the public system, and that means oftentimes, again, not getting the care and support they need. By the way, this adds massively to the healthcare bill because those people, if they can't get the proper modifications to their home, they can't get the assistance they need to purchase wheelchairs, equipment, maybe some home care, then of course they're staying in a hospital bed for very, very much longer. So these are the kinds of things that that represent the challenge, the policy challenge that the Productivity Commission is tackling, and I expect in some considerable way we'll go down the track to pointing to some of the answers by way of a national disability insurance scheme.
We've done many interviews on this issue on Breakfast in the past. We've talked about the demand on carers, placed on carers simply by the fact we don't have this kind of national scheme. It seems obvious that Australia does need this scheme, but paying for it is the problem. It's very expensive. The Productivity Commission, it's suggested, is not going to recommend a levy to pay for this scheme. Will we get a national disability insurance scheme without a guaranteed funding base from a levy, in your view?
Well, in the end, that's a question for government, but governments respond to popular sentiment and popular concerns, and I think there's a very strong movement out right across the country amongst people living with a disability, their families and carers and friends, but also increasingly among Australians who generally realise, of course, that disability can happen to anyone, anytime, and also that it's important that all Australians get a fair go, that people with a disability are not asking for something special, they're asking for the lifestyle and the ability to participate in the economy that everybody else expects as the normal course of life. I think the other thing about cost, Fran, is that One of the big challenges for government, one of the big policy challenges for the Commonwealth government, not only this year but for the next 10 years and perhaps longer, is the labour market issues. We're going to have a shortage of skilled people. We will for a very long time. That's going to get worse and more difficult, and we all know the complexities around the immigration solution, and obviously there are a lot of public debates about that. But I think it's a very important point to make that there's a very large number of people living with a disability who could enter the workforce and who would have a major impact on productivity. So what you get is a scheme, if you like. I wouldn't dare go so far as to say it will pay for itself, but it will have profound economic benefits. Okay. It will certainly have a great impact on national productivity.
And John Delabosca, just finally, before I let you go, the New South Wales election is looming. It's only weeks away. Polls suggest Labor could be left with fewer than 20 seats. Now, you're a former New South Wales Party Secretary. You're a long-term Labor Minister. Do you feel a part of this failure, and did you foresee such a wipeout?
I don't feel a part of the failure. I suppose all of us need to take collective responsibility for some of the things that have happened, especially those that were in Labor cabinets and decision-making. But I suppose, Fran, recent events relate to a whole range of difficulties and a whole range of issues around the way the party manages itself. I think the problem started with our collective inability to resolve the electricity issues way back 2 years ago. And when that happened, and of course a lot of people have to take some responsibility for that, many people in the leadership, perhaps even including myself, and the inability to resolve those issues have, I think, resulted in some of the things that have happened in the last 18 months. But again, people that are there, they have to take their own responsibility for what's going on, and I'm sure Premier Keneally and Treasurer Rusendale and other ministers can speak for themselves.
And did you see, are you surprised as if the result does turn out to be, you know, 20, 25 seats for Labor? Does that surprise you?
I've been concerned about the plight of the party electorally now for perhaps 18 months, 2 years. I think it's obvious that public support has been ebbing away from the party at a state level. Obviously, we don't necessarily think that the election's over until the polls have closed. So I'm not going to be making any bold predictions in the public media yet about exactly how many seats I think the Labor Party will win. It's obvious that the Labor Party is going to is not going to be able to win this election, but I think it's not yet obvious exactly what the outcome will be.
John Delabosca, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
John Delabosca is currently the National Campaign Director for Every Australian Counts, which has been lobbying on behalf of the disability sector for a national disability insurance scheme, and the Productivity Commission, we think, is going to recommend one today. It's 16 to 7.